welcome to the KMXT Weekly Wrap, where we go over this week's news from Alaska's Emerald Isle. I'm your host, Davis Hovey. On this week's recap, it's Kodiak's municipal election season, and Election Day is next week. More about that story later, but first...
KMXT is supported in part by the Kodiak Women's Resource and Crisis Center, providing support for victims of domestic and or sexual violence. 907-486-6171.
Nearly 100 large whales were reported entangled around the U.S. in 2024, almost a 50% increase from 2023. That's according to a federal report released earlier in September. KMXT's Brian Venua has more.
Whales can be spotted along much of the U.S. coastline, and sometimes they're caught up in fishing gear. Last year, 95 entangled whales were reported to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, according to a recent report. At least 3 died, 8 were reportedly already dead. Last year's numbers are up from 64 entangled whales in 2023, though the volume of reports has varied significantly in the last 15 years. Sightings of entangled whales peaked around 2015 for the 5 regions NOAA tracks. By state, Alaska had the 3rd most reports last year, following California and Massachusetts, respectively. Hawaii was 4th. By species, humpbacks were the most spotted entangled. The report showed at least 77 individual animals caught in fishing gear. The next most entangled species were gray whales, North Atlantic right whales, mink whales, and sperm whales. 1 fin and 1 bowhead whale were also reported. The species of 2 entangled whales couldn't be identified. NOAA officials responded to 37 of them. Sometimes that meant they found an entangled whale and helped free it, but last year only 11 were either fully or partially freed. Other times, attempts were unsuccessful. At least 1 was killed by untrained individuals attempting to free it. 4 reportedly disentangled themselves. NOAA suspects many others are still entangled. Most were caught in some mix of fishing line and buoys. About a 1/5 were caught in traps like shellfish pots. Reports can be filed to NOAA's 24-hour hotline, and responders will need to know locations, what type of gear animals are caught in, direction it might be headed, and any photos or videos. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venua.
And the Alaska hotline for entangled whales is 1-877-925-7773. Ballooning costs and funding setbacks have pushed back the timeline for the replacement project for Kodiak's largest harbor. Port officials now expect reconstruction of St. Herman Harbor won't start until 2027 at the earliest. At least $23 million is needed for the first phase of the project, according to an application submitted to the state by Kodiak's harbor master Dave Johnson. The city anticipates the total project cost of the harbor replacement could be as much as $99 million. The city of Kodiak has to match roughly 50% of those Phase 1 project costs, and another $11 million so far is coming from federal funding sources. To help fund the city's portion, Johnson submitted a harbor facility grant application to the State Department of Transportation for $5 million in August. During last week's Ports and Harbor Advisory Board meeting, Johnson said it's now wait and see for that state grant and some additional federal funding potentially being included in Congress's yet-to-be-passed budget.
Senator Murkowski's congressionally directed spending was not included in the final Senate version. Congressman Bagich's $5 million that he requested is still in the budget. If it goes through or not, we still don't know.
The state funding likely wouldn't be awarded until fiscal year 2027, but if Kodiak gets both pots of money, then that would account for an additional $10 million and essentially cover the city's portion towards the harbor project. Also, in his fall Harbor Masters update, Johnson noted that all of the environmental permits for the St. Herman Harbor project have been submitted. He says the state has already approved the first permit, but federal permits are still pending.
It's just a lot of federal bureaucracy stuff we have to navigate. But shouldn't slow the permitting down any. And a lot of vacancies at the federal level are slowing down all permits right now, but everything's still tracking.
At this point, Johnson says he anticipates construction will begin in the summer of 2027. Kodiak's main public park and outdoor recreation area has been renamed to Wamwick Park. The renaming process began in March of 2023 when the Kiktaramute Ulutiut Regional Language Advisory Committee, also known as the KIC Committee, sent a letter to the city of Kodiak requesting the Buranoff Park have its name changed. Derek Shia is the co-chair of the KIC Committee.
Our main goal was to actually just get it changed from Baranof to something else.
The park had been named after the first governor of Russian America, Alexander Baranof. The committee cited various incidents where Baranof enslaved and exploited Aleutic people during the 1800s, such as using Aleutic hunters in the 1802 Battle of Sitka. It said the community should not continue memorializing him. Last Thursday, the Kodiak City Council approved changing the name to the Aleutic word Wamwik Park. Shia says he's excited to see the Aleutic language being used in more public places.
Really happy to hear, of course, that they decided to go with Wamwik, which uses our language. Wamwik literally means a place to play. It comes from the verb wamluni, which means to play, and then the ending wik means a place to do something, so yeah.
There was some pushback. Councilmember Rich Walker was the only council member to vote against changing the park's name to Wamwik. He said during Thursday's meeting that he was in favor of a different name that had been discussed last year and the year prior.
And then we talked about just sticking with Kodiak Community Conference Park or, you know, Kodiak Athletic Park or whatever. I was more in tune to doing that instead of, you know, a name of either somebody or something else.
It's unclear when the city will put up new Wamwik Park signage around the playground and the recreation center, which contains the community's indoor ice rink. And just a note that a previous version of this story misstated that the recreation center's name would also be changed, when in fact the name change won't affect the ice rink inside the recreation center or the nearby track. In other news, Election Day in Kodiak is on Tuesday, October 7th, for local municipal governments. KMXT's Brian Venois breaks down where you can vote and who's on the ballot.
In-person polling locations include the Harbor Master Building downtown for Precinct Number 1 and includes voters who live inside city limits southeast of Mill Bay Road, the Kodiak Teen Center for Kodiak Precinct Number 2 and includes voters who live inside city limits northwest of Mill Bay Road, Bayside Fire Hall for Mission Road Precinct, which includes voters outside of city limits and north of town, and the Women's Bay Fire Hall for Bell's Flats residents. Polling places will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. However, there will be no in-person polling places for villages within the Kodiak Island Borough, which are considered by-mail precincts. The areas include the Cape Chiniac Precinct, Old Harbor Precinct, Yuzinki Precinct, Port Lyons Precinct, and the Kodiak Island South Precinct, which combines votes from Akiak, Karluk, and Larson Bay. Early voting is also available now at the Borough Building from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays through October 6. For the Kodiak Island Borough, five candidates are vying for two seats on the Borough Assembly: Jeremiah Gardner, Rob Lindsay, Caroline Roberts, Christina Van Hogemode, and Jeffrey Woods. Neither incumbent assembly members Larry Ledoux nor Jared Griffin filed for re-election. Griffin is instead running for borough mayor against incumbent Scott Arndt. Only one candidate is running for one open seat on the Kodiak Island School District's Board of Education, incumbent James Jim Pryor. Several other candidates are also running unopposed for various service and fire protection area boards. For the city of Kodiak, four candidates are running for two seats on the city council: Jay Chelly, Juna Davidson, Nick Mangini, and Sandra West. Juna Davidson is also a niece of Councilman Charlie Davidson, who previously submitted paperwork to run again, but withdrew from the race in August, citing health concerns. Four candidates are also running for city mayor: Mark Anderson, Terry Haynes, Alan Seal, and Mary Jean Silva. Haynes is also currently serving on Kodiak City Council. City code states he can't serve both on council and be mayor. If he wins the election, his council seat would be vacated and a replacement would need to be appointed within 30 days. That appointee would serve until the next municipal election in October 2026. Information about candidates can be found on KMXT's candidate forums, in the borough and city election pamphlets, as well as in the Kodiak Daily Mirror series of candidate Q&As. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.
KMXT's candidate forums have already been broadcast, but the audio is available on our website at kmxt.org/elections. And again, polling places around Kodiak open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, October 7th. And our final story for this week comes from our colleagues at Alaska Public Media. Funding has lapsed for the federal government. A short-term bill to keep government operations going failed in the U.S. Senate on Tuesday, so a government shutdown began at midnight. Both Alaska senators voted for the stopgap spending bill to continue funding while Congress works on a longer-term bill. It got 55 votes, but needed 60. President Donald Trump is threatening mass federal layoffs, and by not passing a spending bill, Senator Lisa Murkowski says Congress is giving Trump free rein.
When you're in a shutdown, You do not have equal branches of government. You just don't. The legislative branch has just kind of ceded this.
Senate Democrats are holding out to get Republicans to agree to continue health care subsidies and restore cuts to Medicaid. Some of the subsidies are due to expire at the end of December, which will double or triple the monthly cost for millions of Americans who buy marketplace plans. Murkowski would also like to continue insurance subsidies that some 25,000 Alaskans depend on. But she says negotiations went nowhere last week, so Tuesday she voted for the bill to keep the government operating. Murkowski warned that the partisan standoff could be a long one because each side believes voters will blame the other party.
No one has an incentive. If the Democrats feel that they've got the edge, where's their incentive for them to get out of it? If the Republicans feel like we're gaining with our base, what gives us any incentive to end it?
Key functions of government will continue through a shutdown, including mail service and Social Security payments. Some federal employees, like the military and law enforcement, are deemed essential and have to work without pay until Congress agrees on a spending bill. A spokesman for Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy said the state has funding to pay SNAP food benefits through October, but only enough money to cover the first week of the month for WIC, the nutrition benefit for women, infants, and children. And before we go, a reminder that Tuesday, October 7th is Election Day here in Kodiak. We're encouraging you and all registered voters within the borough to please exercise your right to vote, either through early voting, absentee mail-in ballot, or in person on Election Day.
Support for KMXT comes from the Kodiak Area Native Association's Substance Use Treatment Team. Talk with your kids about drugs and tobacco. No matter how young children are, talking with them is one of the best things you can do to keep them drug and tobacco free. Learn more at KodiakHealthcare.org or 907-486-7380.
If you enjoy this podcast, make sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Our staff put together KMXT stories every week to help you keep up to date on the archipelago's latest news. And that's it for this week's edition of the KMXT Weekly Wrap. Again, I'm Davis Hovey. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Thanks for tuning in.